Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Today is January 11, 2016. My goodness, we got 11 days into the new year. It's a beautiful day out here in the Midwest. A little overcast, had a little snow over the last day or so. But, hey, it's all off for the most part. It's been a mild winter so far, and see what happens. But I hope you're having a great day. And today is Monday morning, and It's the beginning of a new week, a new work week. People are doing the hustle and bustle and heading over to the JOB and, you know, getting probably antsy and a little slippery out there for sure, you know, driving on these roads and stuff. But for the most part, you got to do what you got to do, right? And for those folks that are enjoying your home-based business as well, or maybe you're doing both, congratulations on taking that initiative to making a difference and following your passion to, you know, provide for your family, of course, but also provide for to the world to share your gifts and whatever that might be. But, of course, as a working man myself, I totally understand the hustle and bustle. And that's what most of us are motivated for, being in a direct sales industry, network marketing, MLM, pretty much anybody in a home-based business. That's what your main goal is, obviously, is to get out of the rat race, not have to go get on the road. It's nice to get a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or juice, whatever whatever your preference is. Get up in the morning and be able to just, you know, not have to go outdoors or, you know, just maybe go to bed for another hour or whatever. Most entrepreneurs and netpreneurs that I'm familiar with, a lot of those folks, believe it or not, they don't sleep until 11 or 12. They don't sleep until the crack of noon. They actually get out there and start working their business and not to get out there, I should say, get on there, turn their computer up on at 5 in the morning and start working. And sometimes they push 18 hours a day. That's how they make their success so great. And I admire those folks like that. And if you need your rest, go take your rest. A lot of cat naps. I know W. Clement Stone, a very famous author and entrepreneur and motivational speaker, got rested. So he actually was, I remember hearing a few of his tapes and stuff like that. And he would take, we call cat naps, you know, power naps we call them nowadays, right? Take about a 20-minute nap. That gentleman lived to, I believe it was late 90s. And he'd be going down to meetings or whatever, be in his car, and he'd take a little nap on the way over to the next appointment and get a couple of 20-minute naps in between the day and help him get through his 18-hour day. And that's, like I said, most entrepreneurs nowadays are doing that. And once again, you tune into Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Do appreciate you taking time on today. Today, the subject we're focusing on is social media management. And it's also, of course, another term, social media marketing. And they're not really one and the same. I mean, they could be. It depends on if you're doing it yourself. If you're a entrepreneur or a business owner, if you're a brick-and-mortar business, no matter what it is, if you're trying to actually get a web presence, it's so vitally important to have your social media management affairs in order. That's right. I said it's so important to have your social media management affairs in order. What I mean by that is, by you having web presence, by you being out there, by you actually being in front of your potential clients or your clients that you have already, it's vital to your business. What actually helps makes your business grow, keeps you ticking, keeps you rocking and rolling, and bringing in the sales or you know whatever it is that you're doing. You want to make sure you're in constant contact. Whether if you're blogging, you want to make sure you do a daily blog. If you're working with just strictly Facebook or Twitter, drop a couple Twitters out there, do some follows, make it live. Okay. Now, for a lot of us and a lot of people who are in business, you know, you're so busy with a lot of different things that you know you may not have time to do that. There are individuals that are social media managers. In order to take care of your social media for you, they'll actually log into your accounts, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, just to name a few. They'll log in there for you and go ahead and drop the information you want to say. Maybe you're having a sale. If you have a brick and mortar business, you're having a sale, and maybe you run a tire shop or something like that, local place, or even it's national. Just let them know on a weekly basis or daily, however, maybe even see them monthly. Let them know what you would like to promote out there, and go ahead and get the information out there for you. And this way, your clients and your customers, clients and customers are one and the same, of course, but a lot of times we hear the word potential clients, potential meaning that possibility they may very well be your customer or your client, possibility they may actually pay you money for the services that you render towards them, right? The thing of it is, they're still potential. They're not, your customers at the moment, but by staying out there and being a continuous presence and face in social media and on the internet, then you stand a very good chance of getting more, building your business and getting the word out there. And a lot of times, years back in the sales game, it's like, you know, you're competing with the next person who's doing basically the same thing you're doing. I'll use insurance sales as an example, or even people knocking door to door, cable companies, different companies, right? And everybody's basically, you know, trying to get your business. You've got those dollars coming in your door, and you're already spending money on cable. You're spending money on your life insurance. they would like to have, or car insurance, they'd like to have your monies come towards their business, and they do that, they get what we call a commission. Commission, obviously, is the reward for that person getting your business. The thing of it is, you have to keep that business too, right? You want to keep your customer happy. You want to keep sending them reminders, maybe offer them something for free. Just give them information. It's so important nowadays. Content is actually a big thing where if you're offering or you have a group of people that can come to your blog, let's say, and see what they can do about their particular business, then that's something you want to make sure that you have out there on the forefront on the internet so you can actually, bring those customers towards you. Now, here's the thing about the competition. It has changed quite a bit. There's so much competition out there. There's so many coaches online out there. There's people out there. There's tons and tons and tons of bloggers. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's great, actually. The more, the merrier, right? The thing of it is, if, you know, it's like the old adage, it's cliche, if you, you wash my hand, I'll wash your hands, right? And it's kind of works similar to that. Think of it as by building up your image and getting what we call a little bit of prestige involved with your service, whatever it is that you're offering out there. You want to make sure that people know that who you are, and they want, you also want to constantly remind them. You don't want to pester them, but you want to remind them, and you want to also learn from others who have already done it, who have already succeeded online. That's what I was getting about the competition part. It's not so much competition anymore. I've learned a lot, most recently actually, from several of the people out there that are really making it and are millionaires in within the internet industry and in network marketing and the multi-level marketing business, as well as the home-based business. So it's really a wide range of different types of people. But bottom line is, I've learned from those folks. I've been online for almost 20 years myself. However, I've learned to listen. That's the biggest thing. I don't care if the person's 20 years younger than you, if they're making the bucks, if they got the money in the bank account, shut your mouth. Listen, God gave you one mouth and two ears, right? Just stop for a second and listen to what they have to say. You might have a great idea, and that's cool. Let them talk. Let them tell you what they want to tell you. Anyway, once again, thanks for tuning in today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. We do a daily show Monday through Friday, 8 Eastern. 8 Eastern a.m. in the morning, of course. Of course, this program is recorded, so feel free to listen to it anytime and come back to our site and listen to us anytime. Feel free also to follow me over at Twitter at Consumer View. That's C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R-V-U, silent E. That's C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R-V-U-E. You can also check it out at my website, Consumer View. I've got, if you actually go there today, you grab some goodies and stuff like that, get on the list and get some great information, and also find how you can get some leads with for your business, whatever it is that you're doing. But back to social media talk for a minute. And when I do my shows, a lot of times I tend to ramble. I guess I'm a good rambler. I don't know how clear I am in rambling here, but I just try to get my point across and then, you know, get out of the studio and get out of my day. But at least if I can give you a good content in that short amount of time, then I feel that I've done my job. Hopefully I have. But with social media management, if you're brand new to the internet, maybe been on for a little while, or maybe you've got a business that's booming right now, and you don't have time to get on there and do all these different things. Like I said, you want to get in touch with a social media manager, someone who can actually help you. And the rates vary. It all depends on what you want that person to do. If you want them to get on there for, you know, half hour once a month, obviously price would be a little bit cheaper. If you want them on a daily basis, I've got the companies I've worked with that they actually had an entire team of social media managers for a lot of reasons. One for promotion, but also for another one to, yeah, maybe had a little bit of a bad people putting, you know, slamming them about certain things, maybe negative statements, et cetera, that could possibly damage their business. They've had people that actually, that was their full-time job to do that. So some companies have big budgets to do strictly that to, I guess you could say, put out the fires. But same token, most importantly, is this. And by the way, that's here and there. It's going to happen. Natural please every single person, but for the most part, if you can get a good social media management team or one person to do your social media managing for you, That's great. And what's great about it, if you get a good social media manager, they can also do your social media marketing for you as well. And basically, you could say it's one and the same, but there are other key factors that come into play. If underneath the social media management, the social media marketing does come into play. I guess you could say it's underneath that umbrella, but there's also other things that come into play as well. But that's for another time, another discussion. Back to becoming or getting involved or even being a social media manager. If considering that's definitely something you can make a nice little living at, as long as you have some good clients. Most importantly, make sure you do your job and continuously get out there and keep their content updated. You want to make sure their content is current and not outdated. When some people come to a site and they look at a blog, look at something else, it's, gosh, this person hasn't written a blog in 3 months or 2 years or 5 days. It all depends on what you're doing, right? If you're promising one thing, just make sure you deliver, not to mention over-deliver when you're providing a service for your clients. But the social media manager, like I said, is something that no matter. By the way, every week there's thousands of apps coming out, so there's always new things coming out with the social. I often talk about this thing. I have a social media curve, and the reason why that's so important is because you want to stay ahead of the next best thing, right? And you want to stay on top of your game, if you will. When you're doing your social media. Social media is booming right now. It's huge, and it's definitely helped a lot of people make a lot of money and become very successful. They got folks that, for six-second video, I'm talking about Vine, they've taken that to the next extreme where people are making six figures strictly by producing quick promos or just something that's really cool or funny that gets people's attention. Next thing you know, you got companies that are actually inquiring on those particular Vine actors to go ahead and produce more for them, and those people are getting paid. So it's amazing what you can do. Take a little ingenuity and some ideas. There's another medium out there called Blab, which I use, which I love. A lot of great people out there that are on the Blab community, and as far as people that have experience that are sharing with others on how they've succeeded and giving you ideas on how to market as well. So that's something I guess I think it's a lot of fun. Of course, we got Periscope, Meerkat, which pretty much revolutionized the live stream, and then Facebook recently came out with theirs as well recently. So there's all these different things that are adding on to the social media menu, if you will. And for a social media manager, it's and keeping that intact. Once again, you want to keep it going. But of course, being in business, it's not a bad idea for yourself to personally get involved and maybe do a couple of live streams. Get some audio out there, get some podcasts out there, as well as your video. Continuously, always want to build on your video, and if it's 30 seconds. Or you get on there for 5-10 minutes and give a little do webinars. Webinars are powerful. They're huge right now. As a matter of fact, once again, if you go to consumerview.com, you can check out a great webinar service that you can use, and it's sensational. It's amazing what we're at time and is evolved in the internet community. I'm pretty sure they're still out there right now. I should use a service called PowTalk, and that's why I was thinking that PowTalk is. It's come a long way of technology for where PowTalk was one day, and I'm pretty sure they're still around. But you have Skype, you have WhatsApp. It's another one that's actually on your phone, and you could use that. There's just so many, like I said, not enough to mention right now on the show here today, but definitely, once again, check out our website, consumerview.com. You can also follow me at ConsumerView, and one thing I want to leave with you as well is My blog site, that's actually under construction right now, if you will. I mean, it's there. You'll see my blogs. I'm adding some more new things every day. But if you go to rjokwillis.online, that's where I'm going to be eventually putting most of my stuff. That's rjokwillis.online. So if you actually go to that particular site, it'll have for instance, it'll have a link for this particular program, for any of my podcasts. It'll have anything, pretty much anything that, that I'm involved with that I've done, and information and great resources for getting leads and helping you build your business, including social media service. So we do provide social media management service too. So, but looking forward to working with you. We have a great CRM system that I think you extremely love. CRM is the customer relationship management. So, like I said, instead of babbling on and telling about all these different things, if you just actually go to that site, you'll have that that information there. RJOKWillis.online. Right now, I've got my blog information up there, but it's going to be just one site that's going to pretty much cover everything that I do, and also give you information on people I'm associated with, mentors of myself personally, and you know, just my goal online is to share content, to give to others, you know, and help provide them with a potential service. Is that word potential again? Just with the fact, just the simple thing of giving back. And sure, you know, we all got to monetize something. That's, you want to monetize everything in your business for sure. But it's okay to give away stuff for free and help out and all that stuff. But yeah, monetize something so you're also making money, so you can actually continue to blossom in your home-based business. If you have one or two different things that's making you money, then that's cool. And get on, like I'm doing, you know, do a radio show, do a blog, you know, do whatever you got to do. But just stay constant. It's like going out and working out. You know, when they say working out, you break a habit or a bad habit. Probably takes longer to create a good one. You know, I mean, well, good one's about 21 days. I say about 3 weeks. But bad habits sometimes could be longer. But to create a bad habit probably takes about 3 days, right? anyway, but I do appreciate you tuning into the show today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. We've been doing it off and on, the radio blog thing, for the last several years, and did mainstream radio back in the 90s. And it's a lot of fun, and it's amazing where technology has come from. When I was in small radio days, I say small because we were 1,000 watt station. You could hear us barely in certain areas where I was actually out there selling to people, and I had to prove to them that we existed. I took one guy and actually took him into my car and said, yeah, we do exist, because he couldn't hear us on his radio inside his store. Once we went to the World Wide Web, everybody in the world could hear us. We had requests from all over Europe that were requesting songs requested songs from different parts of the world. It was pretty cool. It was a great experience, and so that's where we've come from, and it's just amazing. I was glad to be a part of that. It was something we pioneered in this area way back when, and now it's just amazing how everything's become so user friendly. So once again, thanks so much for listening to me today, rambling on, and I do hope you got some information that you can use with your business. We do appreciate you tuning in. Feel free to tune in again tomorrow and any of our future shows, okay? We do appreciate you. Have yourself a wonderful day. Remember, you can make a difference. Keep the blinders on. Just focus totally on what it is that you want to do, and you'll do it. Just stay in the game. Okay, just be continuous with your efforts. And when you do that, and you make that one little effort, that next step, that next, just the next move, you know, put one foot in front of the other, you know, you'll get there. And one little quick note, I wanted to give my dad a very happy birthday wish today, and my mom as well. She turned her birthday was a couple of days ago, so they're around the old 80 mark. And, of course, my niece as well. I want to wish her a happy birthday. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day. This is Robert J. We'll talk to you again real soon. And have yourself a wonderful day.